America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
And Ben sent it. Dan made the comment the other day, like, boy, you got a clearly throwing the ball all the time. It's catching a touchdown. Mm-hmm. How has he been progressing? And do you see this may be a start of him being even more involved than he has been to this point?
Yeah, definitely. His first catch was a touchdown, and the play was called Taylor Swift. So you can't really beat that to start your NFL scoring career. So he was stoked about it. But he's been getting better and better. I think the game's slowing down for him. He's a tremendous talent. Can do a bunch of different things with his run game, pass game, very physical. You know, was well coached at Kansas State, so understands the run game scheme at a high level for being a guy who can be involved as much as he is in the pass game. So we're excited about his future. There's a bunch of them. Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Uh-huh. But that's a good one. We'll use that again.
How long have you had a
Cliff Kingsbury? I don't know. I know this is Taylor Swift. I certainly recognize the voice. I don't know the catalog. I do know that super long song. What's the name of that super long song that she did on SNL? About her ex-boyfriend, what's his face?
Jake Gyllenhaal. Well, I was hoping, I was playing this song. I didn't need to go back and watch the actual play again. I was hoping they would be in 22 personnel. So that would have made. I have no idea what that long song is called.
It was a bootleg throw.
Yeah, it was a two tight end set. I need to see if they had two running backs in or if it was just one guy back there.
Well, we can find out, but whatever. What's the name of the song that I'm trying to come up with?
I have no. I'm not exactly well versed in the Taylor. I think they're always in the title. Somebody help us out here. We are not Taylor Swift fans.
We don't need that help. I mean, it's not that important. But I remember when she did that song on SNL. It was like forever. It was like a 10-12 minute song. Am I right?
Yeah, because they did a video with Sadie Sink, who girl from Taylor Swift
from Stranger Things. Yeah,
All Too Well. See, I knew All was in the title.
All Too Well. That's it. My wife likes that song. I think my wife actually really likes Taylor Swift. I think a lot of people like Taylor Swift.
She's the biggest pop star in the world, so I would assume.
Yeah,
that a lot of people
I'm talking
do.
About people, you know. By the way, I don't really believe in guilty pleasures. Like, I think, you know, if you like something, you like something. You know, why consider it to be a guilty pleasure? Because it's not something that matches up with your age or your gender or your demographic. That's stupid. It's art. It's subjective. Music, it's subjective. So if I listen to Taylor Swift, it's very possible that I would like some of the stuff and I'd be on here telling you to play a lot of it as rejoin music.
Well,
you know what movie was incredible with Sadie Sink? We talked about this when it came out. Is The Whale. Did you see The Whale?
I did not.
Oh, God, that was so good. That was an excellent movie, and Brendan Fraser was so good. Did he win for that?
Yes, he did, because I remember it was a whole big thing that he won, because he had, like, come back from something, and so I remember that he won.
And she was phenomenal in that movie. So good in that movie. And she's great in Stranger Things, which we get next spring, right?
Yes. It'll be, what, 3 years from when the last season was? Got to go back and rewatch it.
That's, you know what? That's not a bad go back and rewatch show.
It's not, but that final episode in the last season was 2.5 hours. It was literally a long movie.
It was long. So, my good friend Jeremy Huber, you know Jeremy, I think. Sirius XM, lots of, you know, you hear Jeremy's voice a lot on different places doing sports. He texted me, he goes, Rand Carthon is the GM in Tennessee. Duh. Yes, I forgot. Thank you, Jeremy. Rand Carthon and Adam Peters together in San Francisco for several years. So the link to Tennessee, if Harold Landry or anybody on Tennessee ends up being trade bait, if they end up being sellers, but Harold Landry in particular, there is a good relationship between Rand Carthon and Adam Peters. Sometimes you need that to make a deal. You know, witness what happened. We were talking about Detroit and the Rams and the Jared Goff trade, the Matt Stafford trade. You know, you had Brad Holmes, who had been with Jared Goff in L.A. A lot of times that's how deals get done in the NFL. It is familiarity between, you know, front offices, coaches, agents, etc. Rand Carthon, I forgot, was one of the hot GM candidates. He went to Tennessee. Adam Peters went to Washington in the offseason, and they were together for several years in San Francisco. If Washington ends up being in a position to be a buyer, which I think they are now, again, let me emphasize, I'm not saying buy for buying's sake. I'm saying that if there's a player that can significantly enhance their defense, improve their chances to win more than just, say, a playoff game or two, then I would be disappointed if they're not considering that. I think it, you know, I think how you felt 6 weeks ago that you have to evolve, you've got to be open to thinking differently if the season goes differently, which it has. They're in a situation that I don't think anybody expected them to be in. Not just 5-2, but in first place and the favorite to win the division. And with a legitimate shot right now, the way things look, at potentially a top two seed. They also could be a team that, you know, has beaten up on some teams that aren't very good. And they'll lose to the Eagles, and they'll lose to the Bears, and they'll lose to the Steelers, and they'll lose to the Falcons, etc. And they'll barely be clinging to a 7 seed when we get into late December and early January. That's a possibility, too. That's for them to figure out. What would one player or two players added to our defense for a reasonable cost, not loaner, not rental, but somebody that could stick around because they've got a contract or we could get them signed to a long-term contract, somebody that's in prime years or entering prime years, as Landry is at 28 years old, that's a name to keep in mind. So, there you go.
I feel like he's a much more achievable option. Like, I would love Max Crosby. Max Crosby's not getting dealt. But if you know this team, who are they made a trade today. They traded another linebacker today.
Who did? The Raiders?
The Tennessee Titans did. Oh. So it feels like they
who'd
are
they trade?
In that. Let me go pull it off of Schefter's Twitter. It was not Harold, thank God. But I feel like they're in that position where they might be looking to sell. They traded Ernst Jones the fourth.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Seattle. That was yesterday. Yeah.
Oh, so it was made official today. Okay. But if they're in this mode where they're going to sell, I do wonder what the pay would be for Harold in terms of once you actually make the trade, because my guess is there's an opt-out after this year. He's probably going to want a new deal if he gets dealt at his new home. I wonder what that pay would be, but you're looking at a guy that already has 4 sacks this year, so he's playing good football. He had, you know, double-digit sacks each of the last 2 years. I kind of like the way that Washington's defensive line is starting to shape up. I think Dante Fowler played awesome this weekend. I think some of the other guys, once they get healthier, are starting to, like, get into a rhythm with one another. But if this guy's available, I think you absolutely go and get him, because you're probably getting him for, like, a fourth-round pick. And I don't know if you're drafting anybody in the fourth round that's going to be better than a guy that's had double-digit sacks in the last 2 years.
Keep in mind something, and it's not really relevant because teams just aren't in base defense that much, and Harold Landry has lined up in multiple spots, but Tennessee is a base 3-4 defense. They are, by the way, a good defensive team right now. New coaching staff with Brian Callahan, et cetera. Just, you know, they don't have the quarterback position figured out. That's their biggest issue more than anything else. I did want to mention one thing because I was looking at the Landry stuff and looking at Tennessee before the show started. You know who looks terrible and looks completely disinterested on that team because of the quarterback situation is Calvin Ridley. He actually looks borderline unprofessional in how frustrated he's gotten. That quarterback situation is a mess. But Landry is a hand in the dirt, you know, in nickel, go get the quarterback guy. He's versatile. He can run and cover. Harold Landry can really cover. You don't want him doing that. You want him rushing the passer. But again, we're a bit premature probably on this stuff, but these are the things that I would hope Washington is at least looking at and I'd be surprised if they're not. I know that the opinion from those on the beat, at least Ben, John, and others, is that they wouldn't do anything big. You know, they might do something marginal, a depth piece. That's not what they need. I mean, they could use a depth piece, but if they win Sunday and they are 6-2 with a game in the Meadowlands next week against a Giant team that can't score, capable defensively, you're within a week of the trade deadline. I just, being honest, as much of the benefit of the doubt that I'm giving this new group, I would be shocked if they haven't changed the conversation about what they would do in season. I mean, that's one of those where, you know, you would think that they're going to present something to the owner. Hey, here's where we are. Here's where we thought we would be, but here's where we are. Let's deal with reality. You know, these moments aren't always guaranteed where you're the front runner to win a division. You're in the hunt to be a top two seed in the conference, which gives you a chance to win a couple of playoff games and get close to that thing they call the Super Bowl. And we're flawed on defense, and we could use a corner and a pass rusher. Of course, some of you may say they've found their pass rusher. It's Dante Fowler Jr. It's, you know, he's really coming on. And, oh, by the way, Big Phil's played well. Phil Mathis has played well. By the way, you know who played well last weekend? 94 played pretty well. Duron played pretty well in the first game without John Allen. I didn't think their D tackles were, you know, an issue at all on Sunday without John. But again, that game got sideways quickly. What was Carolina really after? They fell behind and gave up the pick six. All right, when we come back, Jerry Jones, we will update you. Kingsbury was still talking. Nothing yet on Jaden Daniels and whether or not he's going to practice today. When we get that, we will let you know. But Jerry Jones said something yesterday about his head coach, Mike McCarthy, that you have to hear. We'll have that for you next. Kevin Sheehan Show.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Team 980, the team 980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.